Speaking of bass players, Devin's over there. He's updating his Instagram or something, so he's a little busy. Carrie's looking ready to go, professional. Our good friends, Leaf Rapids, are here. We love them. They got the kids, they got the dog, they got everything, and they have this wicked prize pack. Oh, my God. Speaking of Frazee Ford, this top one, this is a cool compilation that features the Be Good Tanyas. The Hackensaw Boys, I just met those guys. Aaron McEwen, Abigail Washburn, Old Crow Medicine Show, Pole Girl, and Nathan. Oh my God. Another cool network sampler. What else have we got in here? Oh, this is another network sampler and the Nathan catalog, pretty much. We got Stranger, we got Casserole, we got Jimson Weed, we got Key Principles. Those are some of my very favorite albums of all time, as you know. And those are yours. We're going to give those away. I'm not sure if they have a skill testing question or what. We'll ask them in a minute. We'll get some live music. We'll chat. We'll visit with our friends, Carrie and Devin. While we're doing this, give us a call, 204-474-6610, umfm.com/donate. We'd love to hear from you. Here's something from one of those records. I always loved this one. I still remember my very first Nathan show and hearing that song and just being swept up head over heels in love with this band.
Aww.
I bought the record then and there, and I've been a a Nathan nerd ever since.
Where was that show?
That was actually at the West End Cultural Center the first time I saw you. It was one of those fundraiser things that Luke Doucette used to do for Sunshine House.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like you guys and Luke, and I can't even remember who else played. It didn't really matter to me because I didn't really know anything about the band at the time, and I left a huge fan, and I've been a huge fan ever since. And you guys have been so good to us over the years. As far as Pledgerama goes, you guys are always the first ones to volunteer to come down here. And you've donated regularly, and you guys are just wonderful supporters of the station, and we appreciate you immensely, not just for the great music, but for being great people too.
Well, you're a great person.
So thanks,
too,
Carrie. We also have assorted little Latimers over there. Hazel and Oscar, how are you?
Good.
Oh, we should turn these on. I don't know which one's which, but we'll just turn them all on. Well, kids, how's life on the road with the big rock band?
Good.
Are you all hooked on drugs now and ready for rehab or what?
Yeah.
Now that you're rock stars?
Yeah.
Because you guys, I mean, I remember the first time you guys got up and did your song with Mom and Dad, and everybody was crying, and it was a beautiful thing. And now you guys are like old pros. You just, Trout Forest, Oscar's like busy eating fries or something, and then he comes running on, does his thing, and then goes back and plays with his friends. And you guys are just naturals. You're born for it, I guess.
They're fun to take on the road.
I bet.
Yeah.
you guys must meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you get to sign autographs?
No.
What do you mean no?
Sometimes.
Nobody ever asks you to sign their CD?
Sometimes.
They should.
In Europe, you signed quite a few CDs. Yeah. What was your favorite part about Europe?
The Netherlands, by eating chocolate sprinkles in the morning.
You had chocolate sprinkles for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Ziplining. Well, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you guys were eating some pretty great things in the Netherlands. And then it's funny because I went there shortly after you, and I was trying to find all the stuff that you guys were eating when you were posting it on Instagram. It's not hard to find candy there, is it? It's just like everywhere. There's shops like everywhere with just full of chocolate things. It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the rubber duck store?
Yeah.
There's a store full of rubber duckies.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
In Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
We saw it. We just didn't go in.
We didn't go in because it was closed.
Yeah, it was closed.
They were enlightened of many things in Amsterdam.
Yeah. We learned a lot of things.
Some things your parents probably didn't want you to know just yet.
Well, no, they forced us to walk down this road.
We forced you.
Were there red lights down that road? Or?
I don't recall forcing anyone anywhere. Yeah.
we turned away.
Remember. Oh, yeah, it was on that burger. It was on the street where the burger place was, remember?
Are you guys going to go solo? Have you started working on your solo project yet?
No.
You're
not going to break off from the band just yet?
No.
All right, well, we'll keep working on it. You guys have had a busy year. You put out that record, that Citizen Alien record.
That's a damn
good record, you know.
Oh, thanks. You like that one?
I love it so much, on so many levels. Obviously, I love the music and I love your songwriting, but I love the stories that go along with it and the fact that you're keeping this history alive of your families and stuff. It just it's such a moving record for that reason.
Oh, thanks.
And of course, it sounds amazing. Of course.
Resty Matias.
Yeah, you guys did all right on that.
Yeah, it was fun.
People seem
special.
To be liking it. It seems to be catching on.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting a really good response to it.
It's fantastic. It's about time.
I know, right?
Yeah. Did you want to play a song? I know you guys are all mic'd up and ready to go. Do you want to do that now?
Would you lovely children like to sing a song with your mama?
Okay. I would love that so much. And while they're doing that, we'd love to hear from some folks. 204-474-6610. Or you can go to umfm.com/donate and show these people that we appreciate their talents by pledging to UMFM.
And you can call in and say if this has ever happened to you. This is a song that was inspired by my father and their grandfather, Bernie Matai, who used to have to go pick his own branch off the Carrigana bush for his own punishment when it was time for him to get punished. And sometimes he had to pick his sibling's branch for a beating, which is terrible, isn't it? So we thought we'd write a little song about it. This is for Grandpa.
I pick a branch for Hazel.
She sent me out searching for Carrigana switch, for I deserve beating, or so my mother said. The thin ones lead a fading, and the thick ones hurt like hell. Which is where I'm going anyway, or so my mother tells.
Which is where she's going anyway, or so her mother tells.
As adeptly as I'm able, I consider every branch, every leaf, blowing gently in the breeze. But there's no way of winning, so I take a random stab and sing, oh, the pain you'll bring to me.
You guys are so sweet. Why would I ruin it? No, I'm not doing that. Carrie Latimer, of course, vocals and guitar. We had Hazel Latimer on the amazing harmonica solo, singing along so sweetly. How long did it take you to learn that part? Because you're good at it.
Not long.
Okay, you're that good. You're that natural. And Oscar, of course, is there a name for that thing other than the wooden frog?
Not really. It's just called the frog.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And
have you named it? You should give it a name. I'll think about
it. Just call it Nathan. Yeah, but that takes some timing. I've ADD, so I can't keep time that well. So I admire you being able to actually stay in time that long.
Thank you.
The guy who you don't want clapping along at the show because I'll speed up or just forget or screw it up somehow. So you guys are always coming down here, always a big part of the station. Why is that? What do you think UMFM is? What's the benefit of having UMFM in our community? I'm asking you to do the pitch for
me.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, it's really important for independent artists because, as everyone knows, there is no independent music on commercial radio. And when I first moved here, I was astounded at the amount of Aerosmith they played on the radio.
Yeah,
dying.
Sometimes four stations
different.
At once.
I don't know if you've ever done that. It was incredible. And so, I mean, CKUW and UMFM are just... I mean, the lifeblood of the independent musicians.
You come from the land of CKUA, where they have a strong province-wide voice for this kind of music, but we kind of have this little patchwork thing going here with us and CKUW and not
and
much else, I guess, right?
So sweet to us.
Well, that's because you're so awesome and amazing. And the professor over there, the official videographer of Leaf Rapids today, making some videos. We always appreciate you coming down here and talking about Trout Forest Music Festival every year. You host a great festival, and you book many of our friends, and you let me come and make bad jokes on the stage. And
the host with the most.
It's an awesome thing, and we're very glad for that.
You guys have a big project, like you need the money for a very special reason, I hear.
Our antenna tower, so up on top of the Richardson Building, I don't know if you would know where that is, kids. It used to be the tallest building in Winnipeg. Now it's a close second, but right down at Portage in Maine, there's a really big office building called the Richardson Building, and way up on the top, we have this antenna, which kind of looks, I wish I had the thing, but we have this new logo that kind of shows off our tower, and it's in bad shape. It's over 20 years old. And as you know, your parents are a little over 20 years old, and they're not as spry as they used to be, and that kind of happens to equipment as well. So that thing...
your parents' equipment.
It needs some help, as maybe your parents' equipment does too. I don't know.
Sorry.
But well, the jokes are just...
Jeez, Mom.
Because the tower needs to get bigger is the problem. It's too close to the roof of the building. There's new standards and stuff, so we got to raise it up, and we tried to get some space on some of the other bigger towers that are there, but some of the other people who own towers aren't as nice as we are.
Oh, you share towers?
Well, we asked if we could, because there's another broadcaster in Winnipeg, which rhymes with CBC, who has one up there, but they weren't that friendly about letting us use their tower, so we have to get a new one for ourselves, and it's got to be bigger and better than it was before. And so we'd like to make a nice one, but we need help to do that. There's no way we can afford it with what we've got. We operate on kind of a meager budget here. We're lucky enough to get lots of funding from the students at the University of Manitoba through their student fees. But that doesn't cover everything, so we need a little bit of help every year. So we do this Pledge-O-Rama. We've been doing it 8 years now, and we've been very, very lucky to have lots of support. And once again, we need some support, and this year all the money is going towards that new tower, which we desperately need to keep going through your radio.
Yeah, I hope people will send some money then.
They will. They do, and we're very, very grateful. But if anybody hasn't yet, we take donations, large and small. I'm very grateful for every small donation. I know that some of our listeners are not fabulously wealthy, like the rock stars in the room here. So when they phone in and donate $10 or $20, I know that really means something to them. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you guys want to clean out the piggy bank and give us 67 cents that you haven't spent yet in your piggy bank,
I'll give them
we'll take it.
$2.99. I'll give them $1.
I know, right?
You're going to give $1?
Yeah, we need $1 to get that off of $2.99. That's a terrible number. We need to get up to 300, so Oscar's going to help us get to 300 at least.
Oh, Hazel's looking in her backpack.
oh, she's got to raise up the ante now.
Dad, can I have $1? $1.
You can have $1.
Okay.
Fantastic. We'll get your allowance, 50 cents each.
Look, there
you
go.
Fantastic.
That's your monthly allowance.
I have 75 cents. Never mind.
There we go. See? Begging children for money. That's what we have to come to once a year on Pledge-O-Rama. Can you guys see that phone number over there? Oscar, can you see that phone number down at the bottom where it says call?
Oh.
They don't listen to me, so maybe if you give it out, they'll listen.
Make a little announcement.
Okay, so it says call 204-474-6610.
Right, or you can give the address there, Hazel, perhaps.
umfm.com/donate.
Oh, you guys are pros. Fantastic. And like we said, any donation, large or small, we also have a payment plan. So even if you don't have the money now, or you want to break up your pledge into installments, perhaps you want to make your payment after Christmas. That's perfectly understandable. We can wait. You know, you just fill out the form, and we can take it out after Christmas. Or you want to split it up. You only want to pay $5 a month. $5 a month. You're telling me that UMFM isn't worth $5
one
a month?
Latte.
That's $60, you know. Is that right? You guys in math?
Yeah, $60.
Is that right?
Yeah.
$60. You know, you wouldn't notice $5 a month, but can you even get a latte for $5? I don't know if you can.
Maybe not.
Probably a really small one.
7-Eleven.
Discount latte. Yeah.
Nobody wants that. So what else is going on with you guys? Are you got any other big projects coming up or anything?
We have to record Tours?
There's
a
the phone.
Song.
Oh, see, you
Yay,
guys did a great phone. Job. Thank you.
We have to record a song for a Manitoba compilation that's coming
Ooh.
Out. It's a Terry Jacks song. I didn't know that Terry Jacks was Manitoban, but he is.
I don't know if I did. You're not doing Seasons in the Sun,
We're not
are you?
Doing Seasons okay. in the Sun. We're doing...
I don't need to hear that again.
Where Evil Grows.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So we're going to do that with Chris and Joe. And we have the Cranky Festival coming up.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, too. Why don't you tell folks about that?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, actually. There's a vaudeville aspect, which is really cool. Al yep. Simmons. And there's going to be a kitchen party, which we're involved in, with the Ducks and...
Red Moon Road.
Red Moon Road, thank you. Leaf Rapids.
Yeah. Scott Nolan, I think,
Emma
is Clooney there.
Yeah, Emma
Clooney is... She's the host.
Yeah.
It's a solid lineup in this festival. For folks, did you go make a cranky last year? Do you know what a cranky is?
We went to the cranky last year because Linda, we went and watched, but we weren't able to get to the workshops, but we were right on that.
You kids definitely have to go down there this year. Cranky, it's like this little box and you got two little scroll wheels on each side and you make artwork on it and then you turn the wheel and the artwork moves across. It's like a little TV screen and you turn the crank. And your artwork kind of moves across. It's like making your own cartoon on a little TV. It's kind of neat.
Like a music video.
And I bet you guys are doing an amazing job. You should.
I think I made one.
Yeah, there's...
I think so.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's workshops all day for stuff like that. And then great music coming up at night. And that's Remembrance Day weekend here. I think it's like the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Or
okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And it's good to know that you guys are involved. And What else?
Yeah, sounds really neat.
Anything else?
And also dedicated to Mitch Podolak.
Of course.
He's huge.
Yeah. Mitch Podolak, an icon, such a huge part of the folk and roots community, not just here in Winnipeg, of course, but across the country, has set up many of the great festivals and has been a supporter of things like Home Roots. You guys have done Home Roots, haven't you?
Yep, a couple of times.
So all kinds of things that we owe Mitch for, and we're going to go celebrate his memory at the festival this year.
Did you have a good time in Germany at the Static Roots Festival?
Well, that kind of goes without saying. And you know what? Many people came up to me and said, that Leaf Rapids, they're pretty good. And
oh,
I was like, I know.
Oh, that's
I know, because a lot of our friends went out to see you. You had just been there not too long
before.
Yeah,
we were. Met a lot of really great people there,
Aren't
including
they great?
Dietmar.
Yeah. Oh, Dietmar is amazing. He's already made his pledge, as has Regina has made her pledge. And I'm sure many of our other fabulous European listeners have as well. We're very, very grateful. Holding that guitar, would you like to do another one?
Sure.
I'd love that.
Okay. Why don't I sing? Any other ones you guys know?
I'll sing Virginia, maybe.
Just make them up.
If you think you want to sing along, you could. This is one I just like singing because I like to. That's a terrible... You can't answer a question with the same question, can you? This is a song about being a mother and trying hard and hoping that our children remember the good stuff, because some of us have issues. Most of us do, that we're trying to overcome. And while I was packing these lovely children's lunches for a field trip, they wanted disposable paper bags, and all I had were liquor store bags. And so, this is a song about recycling. She packs my lunches in liquor store. You know what? I did that in the wrong key. I'm going
to
start
here. Sounded good to me, but...
That was going to get bad really fast. She packs my lunches in liquor store bags, spends my UNICEF money on Marlboro Lights, plays the golden oldies on an ancient transistor, and waltzes me around the kitchen at night. Already
first break of day. A note on the fridge says, I love you, Virginia. Here's $2 for milk. I'll see you at 8. And when the wind bends the boulevard trees, thinks it can break them, but they're rooted deep. Always reminds me of what you can take.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Carrie Latimer.
On the Leaf recording, Roberts. Alexa Dirks sing from Begonia.
She's sings. Doing all right these days,
oh,
I hear.
Oh, my gosh. She sings on this, and it's just when her voice comes in, it's a beauty to behold.
I really appreciate the fact that you reminded me to buy tickets to her show a little while ago because there's so many people who are whining that they didn't get tickets, and I was like, yeah.
I set my alarm
Carrie reminded
that morning
me.
To get in there
Good
right
thing.
Away because I... Figured.
Good thing. all right. So anything else we should talk about or do or, you know? How are we going to give away this Nathan prize pack? Oh, my God. I'm so excited about this. If I didn't have them all, I'd be lusting for this. Except this thing, this Reverend Rico's Traveling Road Show. I've never seen this before. But a couple of network samplers. There's a Stranger CD, Jimson Weed, Key Principles, and the Casserole EP, which is wonderful. So many good things. Do we have a skill testing question, a minimum donation? What are we going to do? How are we going to do this?
How about we could even just say the next person to call with
That's true, too.
Donation.
Yeah.
If we hear your ring right now.
Yeah, 204-474-6610. And if you've already got your donation in, you know.
Oh, true, yeah.
We appreciate that. So even if you want to claim it, if you've donated already, that's fine with us. So give us a call, 204-474-6610. Maybe we'll get Oscar and Hazel to grill you and make sure that... make sure that you're worthy of the prize.
Oh, the total's changing.
Oh, this is exciting. So you guys have helped. We've had some calls during this this little set. Look at that. 14,574. 14,574. So another $26 will take us to 600.
Hear the phone ringing.
Maybe that's it right there. The $26 coming in. All right. So thanks again for coming down. You guys are so wonderful and so much appreciated. We love you to bits. And anytime you got something coming up or something new or whatever, you know that this is your home.
And you're welcome here. Whenever you need us, we're here for you, Mr. Rob Jeffson.
Thank you so very much.